This holiday season, Winski Brothers is filled with gratitude for their amazing customers and invites you to visit WinskiBrothers.com for top-notch industrial hauling and waste removal, metal recycling, and new and used steel sales. Winski Brothers is dedicated to offering their customers the best prices for their scrap material and will continue serving Frankfort and surrounding areas with their incredible customer service. Happy holidays from Winski Brothers, where your satisfaction is their business.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, Jerry Newman. Does State Farm offer more discounts to more drivers?
Yep, like the good driver discount.
So it's for good, but not great drivers.
No, Jerry. There's also the multi-line discount.
For calling from multiple lines while driving.
You should never use a phone while driving.
I only make calls from my car when I'm stuck in a ditch or something.
Are you in a ditch?
Yes, I am.
State Farm offers more discounts to more drivers than any other insurance company. Get to a better state.
Give me a call. Your good neighbor State Farm agent, Susan Casper, at 659-5678.
Winners never quit, and that's the same approach Barrett Farms Express takes when it comes to helping their customers. Whether you need drainage and tile services, erosion products, or landscape mulch, Barrett Farms Express goes the distance. Trucking needs? Barrett Farms Express offers commercial grain and feed hauling too, and is looking for additional drivers for their expanding business. For more information, visit BarrettFarmsExpress.com. Barrett Farms Express, proud sponsor of Inside the Huddle.
If you need help with getting health coverage, quitting smoking or vaping, resources for a healthy pregnancy, testing for pregnancy or sexually transmitted infections, or getting treatment for mental health or addiction, just call Healthy Communities at 765-659-6063. That's Healthy Communities at 765-659-6063. Healthy Communities of Clinton County, where they help make the healthy choice the easy choice.
Welcome back. Inside the Huddle, Jamie Blacker, Don Stock. We're good to have Coach Brady Wiles from the Carroll Cougars on. Coach, welcome to Inside the Huddle.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks for getting called in. Hey, you're getting ready to head up to Culver for a rare Saturday night game. What's it like going that way?
They're coming here, aren't they?
It's a home game tonight.
It's a home game? Well, that's even better. You get to stay home and have pork burgers.
Right, that's right. No, we're to play tonight. I mean, it is the first time we've played Culver, so it's good to play different teams, and you know, good to just a 3A school, and we're excited to get going.
Hey, Coach, it's been a few weeks since we talked with you, but you traveled up north, and you know, you played a really good 4A program. You want to talk about some learning lessons for the Cougars and preparing you guys for later on in the year by doing a matchup like that.
Was the focus that we had. We wanted to up our for tournament time, so just asked they were number 13, so team, and you know, they had seven girls that were very, very good. So coach is actually a Carroll grad, so that was kind of how that all occurred. But learning experience for us the night before, kind of treated it as a regional game where we'll do some team bonding and go play. So, obviously, a lopsided loss, but guys and different things, and I really think we're in the right direction now.
Coach, you're cutting in and out, so you might want to look about changing yourself around here a little bit. We played North, you played Northridge, and you play Western, and then you get an opportunity of potentially playing them again in your holiday tournament, right?
Okay, now.
You're cutting in and out, but what I'm saying is that you played at Northridge and you came back and you played 5 days later at Western had a good ball game there, just couldn't quite pull it out, but you have an opportunity of fixing that in your holiday tournament.
Yeah, Western's a very good team as well, and you know, that games like that is what will make us ready for sectional play. So we're excited to get them again. You know, it was a 3-point game. The score looked lopsided at the end of the game, but it was a 3-point game going into the fourth quarter. I think we pressed the reset button, and I think we really have things heading in the right direction, and we're excited to play them again.
So, Coach, talk a little bit about how your team's going on. Julian Sauls, Allie Harness, Maddie Wags, Lynn Laney Johnson, and Jamala Tillman.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously the scoring comes mostly from Allie and Madison. But, you know, I'm proud of the team defense that we're starting to play. And, you know, we're getting the other girls are contributing. It seems to be a different one each night. I'm excited for it all to kind of come together and for us all to have a good game at the same time. So, like I said, I think consistency and, you know, really getting a lot out of those other girls on a nightly basis, you know, takes us from a good team to one of the better teams in 2A basketball. So that's been a focus, and, you know, just trying to get them set up for success is what we've been focused on the last couple weeks.
We're talking with Coach Brady Wiles of the Carroll Cougars. The ladies are 7-2, Coach. You've got a great sample size. We've been talking to all the coaches about the new rule, shooting free throws. I'm guessing if I'm reading the Cougars right, the way you guys get the basket, you're on the positive side of that rule change, or get your comments on that.
Yes, for sure. I mean, obviously having Allie as somebody that has the ball in her hands all the time, you know, being a 90% free throw shooter, and then, you know, Madison being a 70% free throw shooter, it really sets us up for success. I mean, you look back at the Clinton Central game, that's the difference in the game was the free throws, and a lot of that was the new rule change. So I can't say that I necessarily like the rule change, but you know, this year it's definitely benefiting us, so you won't hear any complaints from me.
Well, coming off the bench is Emily Justice, Olivia Schroeder, and Mallory O'Brien. How are they doing for you?
Emily Justice has really stepped up. You know, that was kind of a change that we've made in the last week. She's actually in the starting lineup now. Oh. And we have, you know, the first 7-8 games, we put Allie out on the other team's best player. And, you know, when you ask someone to guard the other team's best player and score 25 points a game, you know, we were probably not setting her up for, you know, the best possible outcome. So Emily's really stepped up. We've actually, since the Western game, we've put her on the other team's best player. She held Kenzie York, a very good guard in the area, to 6 points. And then she's been doing that since the Western game. So I'm really happy with where Emily's at. She stepped up big time, and those are that's what we have to have to be a great team. So, you know, you mentioned a few other girls, you know, Mallory, she's stepped up as well. She's been in and out of the starting lineup for the last few games now. Just a really smart player and understands basketball. And that sets her up. So, you know, like I said, it's all about consistency going forward, and whatever we can get out of 3 through 7, 3 through 10, really determines, you know, how high this team can go.
All right, Coach, coming down after tonight's ball game, you're playing at Maconaqua, then we're ball game that we're picking up, the Rossville game, and then Northwestern before you get into your holiday tournament, which looks to be a very good one too. So you're scheduling again, getting yourselves ready for the future in the tournament.
Yeah. You know, realistically, there's a 5 or 6 game stretch here where we are, you know, probably double-digit favorites in every game. But we do play some really good teams that will challenge us in a lot of different ways. You know, like I said, Rossville, I think they're an up-and-coming team. That's going to be a tough game playing over there. Maconaqua has some pieces. And Culver's very athletic and very young. So, and they, you know, I'm a little worried about some of the things that they do defensively tonight as well. So, yes, there's a stretch here that we're probably favored in every single game. We have to start building confidence and start stringing together consistent defensive play and consistent effort from, like I said, 3 through 10, and build on it from there. But the holiday tournament should be great. I'd heard that you guys are covering all of our games, and you know, talk about some good teams in the area. That they'll all be at Carroll December 22nd and 23rd. So we're definitely excited about that.
Well, Coach, get a win tonight. Get a win at Maconaqua, and then we'll pick you up on Friday when you head to the Hive.
Great. Thank you. We look forward to seeing you at Rossville. It should be a fun atmosphere and a fun game.
If Don's coming, you better up your pork burger order.
Well, when we go to Rossville, we get a pork burger, popcorn, and a Pepsi.
Oh, there you go.
It's already boxed up for us when we get
there.
See
how he slides that in there, Coach? Yeah.
Well, Carroll takes care of us very well, too, so I can't complain about either one of them. They take good care of us.
Are Clinton County pork burgers as good as Carroll County, or how does that work?
I'm not going to put myself in the mix there, but what I will say is the quarter pounders that the Carrolls produce is better than the little ones at the Rossville, but they're both very good.
Oh,
I'll take that answer.
You get it all on Inside the Huddle right here.
All right, Coach. Good luck. We'll see you next week.
Thank you. See you there.
We've been talking with Coach Brady Wiles of the Lady Cougars. I want to thank our sponsors, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Winsky Brothers, Barrett Farms, Inc., Healthy Communities of Clinton County, Don't Go Anywhere, Chad Peckinball of the Clinton Prairie Gophers on deck.
This holiday season, Winsky Brothers is filled with gratitude for their amazing customers and invites you to visit WinskyBrothers.com for top-notch industrial hauling and waste removal, metal recycling, and new and used steel sales. Winsky Brothers is dedicated to offering their customers the best prices for their scrap material and will continue serving Frankfort and surrounding areas with their incredible customer service. Happy holidays from Winsky Brothers, where your satisfaction is their business.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject, rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on, by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on with your family. Call State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort at 765-659-5678. And put the life back in life insurance.
Winners never quit. And that's the same approach Barrett Farms Express takes when it comes to helping their customers. Whether you need drainage and tile services, erosion products, or landscape mulch, Barrett Farms Express goes the distance. Trucking needs? Barrett Farms Express offers commercial grain and feed hauling too, and is looking for additional drivers for their expanding business. For more information, visit BarrettFarmsExpress.com. Barrett Farms Express, proud sponsor of Inside the Huddle.
If you need help with getting health coverage, quitting smoking or vaping, resources for a healthy pregnancy, testing for pregnancy or sexually transmitted infections, or getting treatment for mental health or addiction, just call Healthy Communities at 765-659-6063. That's Healthy Communities at 765-659-6063. Healthy Communities of Clinton County, where they help make the healthy choice the easy choice.
Welcome back. Inside the Huddle, Jamie Blacker, Don Stock. And, you know, Jamie, I got to say, this is not like Don and Carl. We have not got to watch the guys on the Gopher side get to play basketball. Usually we've already had them twice. We got booted out of last week's ball game when they played Sheridan. And normally we get to pick up the hot dogs, but because of the playing at Everett Case. And so I'm looking forward to watching the Gophers play, but it looks like we're not going to be able to until we get to the Central Holiday Tournament where they pick up Tipton.
Well, I can tell you I've watched them a couple times, and we've got Coach Peckinpah on the line. The Gophers are 4-0, Don, and they're doing the right things to win basketball games. Good morning, Coach.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, thanks for being on. Another nice win at Delphi last night. We'll talk about that game, you know. Gophers won that game last night pretty easily, but let's hear what your comments are on that game.
Yeah, thanks for having me on here this morning. You know, last night we went to Delphi and got a win, and I think our kids played well. They played hard, something we've been talking about. And coach over there does a good job with Delphi, and they had them ready to go, and they're prepared. But I think we were able to execute on some stuff that we had talked about going into the game, and it was kind of close game there at halftime. We kind of pulled it out there in the second half, so we were able to extend that lead and come out there with a conference win.
I'll say this, Don. The Gophers can be exciting last night. They ran an alley-oop play for Jake McGraw for a dunk, and that got everybody off their feet, even the Delphi fans. How do you like that, Coach?
I like it a lot. I mean, we got some guys that we've had a couple different guys dunk this year already, and we got some length and we got some athleticism. And we work on that kind of stuff in practice. Actually, I try to get them to dunk it all the time and get that habit of being aggressive, going to the rim. So you're seeing some of that kind of translate over to what we're doing on Friday and Saturday night.
I think you were up 20 last night when you missed one. I kind of looked to see your reaction, and you didn't give much of one. I think you got to experience those, you know, things throughout the year so you have confidence to keep it going. If it's a close game, then that you might have a different story, right?
Well, I think our kids kind of understand the time and score of that too, right? You know, we've had a couple missed dunks this year, but we also had a couple where they, you know, have been some good plays for us too. So, but again, I encourage them, and we don't make them all in practice. Was we're running through, and you got people around you, and you're trying to dunk it. But again, that's being aggressive around the bucket and trying to finish high and those type of things that we try to teach and get our kids to understand. So if they're doing what we ask and being aggressive, you know, that's what we're looking for. So if you miss one because you're playing hard, that's
going to
be part of it.
Go ahead, Don.
Last night, Coach, is a kind of a twofold ball game. Not only is it a team that you could potentially play in the tournament at the end of the year, but it was a conference game, and you're 2-0 in the conference. Talk a little bit about playing them this early give you any type of a feel for when you play them or the potential play them in the tournament?
I mean, it can. You kind of get an idea of a little bit of personnel and you know what they're doing. You get some looks on some things, but it's so early in the season, you know, by the time you get around to your March, you know, teams change, and, you know, they were without one of their starters last night, so that's going to be a different look when we play them, and if we happen to play them in sectional down the road. So, you know, you get some takeaways, but, you know, early in the year, what we're always really trying to focus on is what we're doing and how we're approaching things and how we're playing, and, you know, so that's kind of our takeaway from last night is us continuing to build and work on what we've been talking about, you know, since day one.
Before we get to Jake McGraw, I think we have to talk about Ryan Harshbarger last night, Coach. I believe he led the Gophers in scoring last night and did a lot of good things on the court, shooting the ball from three-point land and also getting to the rim.
Yeah, no question. I think everybody, when you talk about, you know, Clinton Perry, everybody knows that Jake is a great player for us and does a tremendous job every night. And he's going to be one that goes out there and scores for us on a consistent basis. But, you know, this year I think we got other guys that really compliment and go with him. You know, Ryan's capable of having a great night, which he did last night, finished with 24, I believe. So he had a great game from the floor as far as taking things that came to him, knocking down open shots, and you know, that really lifts us up when you got other guys that can contribute. And again, it's not just him. We got other guys that made some shots last night. Jacob Wilson hit some big threes for us early in the game. You know, Davis and Levi were active around the rim and did a great job on the board. So again, you can try to take away Jake, but I think we got other guys that really help, and I think that's why we're pretty solid so far this year.
Osler's not the most skilled guy on the offensive end down there, but, man, he makes a lot of extra things happen by just tipping the ball here and there. And it's just his pure size and presence underneath, you know, has to have teams, you know, looking at him.
Well, it does, right? I mean, and we talk a lot about, you know, being great in your role, whatever that role may be. And I think Osler really kind of embodies that and understands that concept that he's probably not going to go out and score 20 for us, but man, I think our senior game, he had 9 rebounds. So he's just active down there. He goes every time for a rebound. He checks out every time. So he does those little things that add up and make a difference. Stuff you're probably not going to see, you know, in the scorebook. If you're a casual fan just watching who's making baskets, you know, he's probably not going to jump off the page, but man, you can't replace kind of what he does. He's a big part of what we do. And he just plays hard, and he's such a big, strong kid that you got to, you know, worry about him every time. And it just kind of wears on you down there, right? I think we kind of wore them out last night, especially underneath with our guys being active.
You're a junior, senior-dominated team, and you kind of touched on it there, Coach. It was going to be my next question. Is you got a lot of good players and everybody fitting into their role. Has that been something you're trying to focus on here early and get you through the year? You're 4-0, but, you know, sometimes that's hard for a – when you're playing a lot of guys, you know, everybody do their role on each given night.
It is. Even though we had a lot of guys coming back and a lot of minutes, you know, you still go in with trying to define some of what those things are and how they look. And, you know, each year is going to be a little bit different. Each dynamic's a little bit different. So I think we're still trying to, you know, kind of piece all that together. I think we have a pretty good understanding of what that looks like. But it's just being consistent. We talk a lot about, you know, putting minutes on top of each other, putting quarters on top of each other. On how we want to do things and what we want to do. So, you know, early in the year, that's always kind of been my focus is, you know, how can we continue to improve on who we are And that's kind of what we're talking about a lot now is finding out exactly what those roles are, how we can be the best at them, and kind of put that together as one connected unit.
Coach, you're in your fifth year as held at the helm there at the Land of the Gophers. And, you know, they always say it takes a while for everybody to get used to a new coach and his process. But, you know, this year it looks like you have an outstanding inside-outside attack, something that maybe you'd been working on for quite a while. And then not only talk about that, but talk about now that you've been there for your fifth year, you've now probably have developed a great feeder program that's going to be coming in on a regular basis for you to continue the winning ways at Clinton Prairie.
Yeah, it helps as you get into a place and you're here over some time, right? You start to get things that you want to do implemented from top to bottom. Our youth coaches and stuff do a great job of getting kids active. We got a great youth program. But the big thing is I think we kind of run a system that's a little bit different. We talk about our defense. There's a lot of rules and understanding of how to approach it and how to play it. So usually I tell people it kind of takes a year to kind of get used to what we do. And some of these young kids come in as freshmen, they know what they're getting into, and they kind of grow with the program and grow with our principals. And it helps when you have upperclassmen like we do this year with juniors and seniors that have been through it. They kind of understand how we want to practice and how we want to go about our daily approach, so they kind of embody that and take that lead, which just kind of carries over year after year. So you feel fortunate when you have these upperclassmen that can kind of lead that way. But again, being here, I think they kind of understand the expectations now of what we're looking to get done.
You know, your top of your schedule has been very, very good in all reality. You play a 3A school at Frankfort. You play a very good Sheridan team. Seeger's always usually well. So is Delphi. Western Boone tonight. What do you know about the Stars and them coming into your place?
Yeah, like I said, 3A school. Coach Oakley does a great job over there. They've shown us a number of different looks over the years, so we got to be ready for anything. His kids are going to play hard and they're going to be competitive. So we got to be ready to go. Second night of a double weekend, so we're going to have to make sure we play hard and compete. I think our kids have done a pretty good job of that so far, so I expect another good game tonight. Usually when we play Western Boone, it's a competitive game, a close game, so we got to be ready to go.
On the 28th, you head to play at the Clinton Central Holiday Tournament, and that's been a revamped program. You've been fortunate to draw the Tipton Blue Devil, ranked 7 in 2A basketball. How do you like the new format out at Clinton Central?
I enjoy it. There's the expansion of the teams. We kind of stepped away from it from a year. We were playing a lot of teams that we had played a lot during the season, and I thought it had needed a little bit of a change. So once they kind of went to 8 teams and kind of expanded that, we jumped back in, which I really enjoyed the experience last year. You get to see some different teams. Obviously, we draw Tipton to start that tournament. I haven't looked at anything on them yet this year, but I know they returned a lot from last year, and last year they were a really good team. So, but that's what you want when you go playing those type of things. That's kind of when you look at your schedule. You want to get good teams on your schedule that push you and challenge you and make you work. So, again, once we start looking at them, I don't expect anything different. But, we're looking forward to that, but we got a couple of things to kind of take care of first between Western Boone tonight and then Frontier before we get to that. So that's kind of been our focus right now.
Yeah, your schedule really beats up there. When you get through that holiday tournament, you're going to be at Northwestern, at Carroll, and at Eastern, 3 away ball games coming right out of the hook right after the holiday break.
Yeah, which is great. I think you got to be tough to play on the road and go win on the road. And, we don't host a sectional, so I think all that stuff kind of is just great prep work for us to have to go play consecutive games on the road to try to win something like that. So when your schedule kind of sets you up for those opportunities to have those things, you want to try to embrace them and take the challenge and go compete the best you can. So again, our kids will be ready for that. We talked a lot about how you have to play on the road and what to expect. So, like I said, when we get there, we'll look forward to that opportunity.
Jamie, you got last question?
Don, you were talking about Coach being there 5 seasons. He's 70-27. He's approaching 100 games for the Gophers. Just throw a stat out there. I just looked it up. In the last 8 years, even before the coach got there, the Gophers are top 20 in the state. 143-52, winning 73% of their games, is the best around in the area.
Coach says a lot for you, brother.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. You know, I think Coach Henley did a good job right before he got here, right? And, you know, when you come in, it's nice to kind of take over some kids that really bought into what we wanted to do and what we were teaching. And, you know, we've had that since I've been here. And so you're still fortunate when you got good kids and good players that you can work with. It makes it fun to come to practice every day and enjoy what it'd be with them on the games and watch them go out there and get to perform and do what they love. So, you know, you feel fortunate. I'm very blessed to be here, and I appreciate the opportunity I have, and just excited to be another year at the helm, and looking forward to what this year brings for us as a Gopher program.
Well, get a win there at the Gopher Den tonight against number Class 3A Western Boone.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on today, guys.
Yeah, thanks for calling in. This is Coach Chad Peckinpah, the Clinton Prairie Gophers. Jamie, another pretty good show today as we'll have some quality coaching here going on in Clinton County.
Oh, yeah. We've witnessed a lot of good basketball in the area. There's no doubt about it, and we've even got a lot of teams they're getting better. You were talking about earlier the Hot Dogs. They're working at it. Just give them a little time. I think both those programs are getting there. The boys are just on the losing side right now, but I think they're going to turn the switch, and, you know, they're not getting blown out. They're right there. It's hard to play at Case Arena, and I got a feeling they win tonight.
Yeah, I hope that happens. Well, tonight, Carl and I, we're going to be heading to Western High School. The Rossville Hornets head in there. I think they're 4-1 coming into Western tonight, and we look forward to that telecast on Hoosier Land TV. All right, we want to thank our sponsors today, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Winsky's, Barrett Farms, Inc., Healthy Communities in Clinton County. Hey, get out and support your local teams, and we'll see you next week on Inside the Huddle.